This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Now that summer is in full swing and farmers markets are abundant with fresh local produce, the technology that enables people to use food stamps to buy that food at farmers markets faces a major snag later this month. For details, we turn now to Winton Pitkoff, who leads the Mass Food Systems Collaborative. Good morning, Winton.
Good morning, Carrie.
What happens here in Massachusetts apparently hinges on the actions of a federal technology vendor. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a very complex system, as it is going to be when you involve the federal government and the state government. The Healthy Incentives Program and its operation depends upon integration with the EBT system. Because it's part of the federal system, there's a lot of safeguards to avoid fraud. And there are several layers of technology between the USDA that actually administers the SNAP program and the customers themselves. And many of those are private companies. And so what we're dealing with now is a private company that built an excellent application to be used explicitly at farmers markets and farm stands. And the company that built it is going out of business and just let folks know about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And as a result, the majority of farms in the state that accept SNAP and HIP aren't going to be able to use this software or this terminal anymore. There are 243 of these terminals in the state that last year processed over $2.6 million in SNAP purchases. And also important to the farmers is that these same terminals can process credit cards and debit cards, and that's another $600,000 worth of transactions from last year. So without this tool, it's going to be real problematic for farmers and for customers starting on August 1st.
So this interruption in service is going to compromise the entire range of programs that have kind of emerged in recent years to address low-income access to fresh local food. And the Healthy Incentives Program, one that you and I talked about a few months ago that faced a funding challenge, how far back will that set the HIP program?
Yeah, Massachusetts has been at the forefront in the country for giving low-income families better access to fresh, healthy, local food, both in terms of SNAP and now in terms of the Healthy Incentives Program that's really brought more folks out to farmers markets than ever before. The Healthy Incentives Program was tremendously successful, far beyond what anyone had predicted. And it's entirely dependent upon this service. And there are a few farm stands and places that have landline terminals that will still be able to process HIP. But the vast majority of farms and farmers markets that are currently able to accept HIP won't be able to if Mobile Market Plus and the company that runs it go out of business on July 31st.
So this fix is much larger than just Massachusetts. What are farmers who are presumably nearing peak harvest season supposed to do, and what are consumers going to do?
That's right. Nationally, there's 1,700 of these terminals around the country. Massachusetts processed more SNAP purchases through these terminals than any other state last year and is on a similar pace this year. But farmers and customers all over the country are going to be deeply affected by this. There are some very clunky workarounds that can be done by farmers. There is always the option of purchasing new equipment, although that's very expensive. But none of those solutions work for HIP. The only solution for HIP is to keep Mobile Market Plus operating. There's still a lot being done to try to head off this problem, and USDA is working hard to try to come up with a solution that would allow for continuing operation of the system after July 31st. I don't know anything more than that, other than that they tell us that they are working on it. We're getting down to the wire, and we're hoping that they do come up with some sort of a solution. If they don't, folks who use HIP have until July 31st to earn their July HIP incentives. But come August, a lot of farms still do take SNAP, and that's one good thing about the HIP program is that it really increased the number of farms in the state that are accepting SNAP. So a lot of farms and markets will still take SNAP, but they won't be able to process the HIP incentives.
He's the head of the Massachusetts Food Systems Collaborative, Winton Pitkoff. Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks, Carrie.
This is Morning Edition on New England Public Radio.